In this bulletin, Scott Morrison apologises to Brittany Higgins as part of a statement of acknowledgement in Parliament. Ian Thorpe calls for the religious discrimination bill to be scrapped. And in sport, Jason Gillespie dismisses suggestions he'll replace Justin Langer as coach of the men's cricket team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. A formal acknowledgement of the bullying, harassment and sexual assault experienced by staffers has been delivered in federal parliament. It's the first of 28 recommendations made following Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins' review into the toxic culture at Parliament House, which was triggered after former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins accused a colleague of raping her in a ministerial office. The statement of acknowledgement was read out loud by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Andrew Wallace, and the President of the Senate, Slade Brockman. Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke after, saying Parliament must do better.
This has to change. It is changing. And I believe it will change. I am sorry. We are sorry. I'm sorry to Ms. Higgins for the terrible things that took place here. And the place that should have been a place of safety and contribution turned out to be a nightmare.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese also thanked Ms. Higgins for speaking out. Meanwhile, former Australian of the Year and sexual assault survivor Grace Tame has criticised the statement of acknowledgement. She says in a tweet that the focus needs to be on putting preventative measures in place rather than staging what she describes as performative, last-minute, band-aid electioneering stunts. The order of speakers has also been criticised, with the first five major speeches given by men. LGBTIQ plus advocate and Olympian Ian Thorpe is calling for the federal government's religious discrimination bill to be abandoned. The draft law would allow people to practice and share their religious beliefs without discrimination. But there are concerns that the current version of the bill doesn't include enough protection for the LGBTIQ plus community. Changes proposed by the government would protect gay students from being expelled from religious schools, but not those who are transgender. Mr. Thorpe says young trans people are already marginalised and at risk of suicide, and the government should be doing everything it can to protect them.
What this is it becomes state-sanctioned discrimination. To gain rights for one group of people whilst excluding another group of people, for me, is discrimination. And with that, we should consider what this place that we're in, what it actually represents and how it represents each and every one of us.
Western Australia could become the latest state to require people to actively seek and affirm sexual consent. The Law Reform Commission of Western Australia has launched a review tasked with examining the state's laws and providing advice to the government on possible changes. It will consider whether WA should mandate affirmative consent, requiring people to ensure their sexual partners are giving consent or risk committing a crime. The commission, chaired by former Supreme Court Justice Lindy Jenkins, will also look at the potential criminalisation of stealthing, which is where a person removes a condom without their partner's knowledge or consent. To sport, and former Australian cricketer Jason Gillespie says he doesn't want to coach the national team. The coach of South Australia's cricket team and former coach of English county side Sussex and Yorkshire had been touted as a potential replacement for Justin Langer. But he's dismissed suggestions he's keen to apply for the role, while describing Langer's messy exit from the job as heartbreaking. Gillespie says he's reached out to his former Test teammate, who quit on Saturday as Australia's coach, and offered him support as a friend. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth and a top of 29 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 25, much the same in Melbourne and 28, a possible shower in Hobart and 26 degrees, mostly sunny in Canberra and 28, similar conditions in Wollongong and 29, sunny in Sydney, Newcastle and Brisbane with temperatures in the low 30s, Mostly sunny in Cairns, 32, and scattered showers in Darwin with a top of 32 as well. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.